Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I am an educated idiot. I love being educated. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for tuning in, being part of, being involved. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the show. And send me text messages. I love the email messages and such. Let me know how you like what's going on, some of the stories that you might want me to do, some of the authors and books. I mean, If you need to go back and get it, here, I got to freak some of you out. Because it's not what you think it is, but I know some of you already think you know what it is, right? You got to get this book, okay? It's by Barack Lurie. It's called Rise of the Sex Machines. And some of you freak out and you wig out when I've done these stories about these sex robots. And I kept saying, don't laugh at this, because they're not going away. And I've been saying that for years. This is nothing new. And guess what? They're coming on. They're coming on fast, and it's a big deal. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, this climate change stuff is making me crazy, and I don't know. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till after Xander's on to really, really, really beat it up. Because over the last 50 years, these guys have blown it so much. I do not understand how they keep. Well, you know, maybe I do understand. Maybe they don't have enough brain cells to figure it out. I mean, they have predicted so many things like famine and disease and death and all kinds of things, drought to no end. And none of it has come true. Not one iota. It's just amazing to me. And no matter what you do, no matter what you show them, no matter what proof you give them, they just don't care. They're not interested in the facts. They're interested in what makes them feel good. And we all know how that works out, right? And it's the same thing, you know, you think about this. Think about a Republican being accused of playing around with 16 and 17-year-olds. Or if you want to play simple English, having sex with 16 and 17-year-olds. Even if it was 30 years ago when supposedly it was okay. Right? They would hang us. There wouldn't even be a trial. They would just hang us. And this is a dual standard that we have allowed them to get away with. Right? But just like this thing, okay. Let's talk about with the whistleblower. I won't get into it in detail, I promise. Part of what's going on, and again, I can't report on it or comment on it big time because I don't have all the information. But what I do have is this. Why is it wrong for Trump to question Biden's dealings with Ukraine. There is a video floating around out there. I got to get my hands on it. Where Joe almost admits that he told the Ukrainian government that they weren't going to get their loan from us unless they got rid of the prosecutor that was looking into his son's dealings with that company. But nobody's reporting on that. Nobody's showing that. Nobody's reporting on it. Right? And the investigation that they're talking about involves Hunter Biden's involvement with the controversial Ukrainian natural gas company. Remember that? Joe Biden was overseeing that, and he was overseeing the Americans' Ukraine policy on those issues. So why wouldn't it be okay? I mean, they're talking about President Trump's dealings back in the 80s and 90s, and yet we can't ask the same questions to Joe Biden. Right? Critics of the president have accused Trump of attempting to extort Ukrainian officials for dirt on Biden. Of course, they're going to make it as worse as they can. Right? I mean, isn't it funny how they totally ignored the whole Steele dossier that was financed, funded eventually by the DNC, by Hillary Clinton? That whole part of that has been covered over and not talked about. And my attitude is, Ukraine has nothing on you. What do you got to worry about, right? Why would Ukraine have dirt on Joe Biden? Right, but you got to look back at the Ukrainian gas company, Burisma. In April 2014, Hunter Biden, he agreed to join Burisma's board of directors. It was based on the idea that he would advise on legal issues, you know, dealing with America. The New Yorker, and that was according to the New Yorker magazine, right? Biden had known expertise on natural gas industry, and they needed some help. Early that month, British officials had frozen the London bank accounts of Burisma's owner. And soon after, Ukrainian officials opened their own corruption investigation into Burisma. So Joe's son, Hunter, joins the board. Days later, bank accounts were frozen in London. Now, if I was Joe, I would have ran. Hey, you guys, it's a little confusing around here what's going on. I'm out of here. Hunter got a legal team together for Burisma. Oh, I'm not going to let this go. We're going to have to talk about this later. Seriously. And the younger Biden, he was well compensated for his work with that government. And really, when it got hot and heavy, Papa Joe stepped in. And it all went away. Joe Pacino, your host, is the Real Side. You know who's coming on after the break. I don't have to tell you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. No problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Happy music for a happy guy. That's right. Jumping in, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. And you know what? I know it's not me you really want to hear from. I know the guy you want to hear from. All right, we're back at it again. I know the only reason you tune in today is for this guy, seriously. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Always have a good time with him. Always, we get enlightened as to what's going on the other side of the pond. Right? You know, the old saying, but I always got a kick out of that. Yeah, across the pond. The ocean, people. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Are you local?
Yeah, we're going to tell, yeah, a behind-the-scenes joke, huh?
Yeah.
I've just been having so much fun this week with the crazy stories. I do mean crazy stories. And I did a story this week, though. I wish I had waited for you because it was so much fun. And you and I would have had a lot of fun with it. It was, I still don't know what this means, but a trans feminist vegan group, right, have decided that roosters and hens need to be separated because the hens can't really give consent and therefore they're being raped against their will. And they smashed a bunch of eggs just so the roosters wouldn't feel empowered. I mean, this is real stuff. This isn't like The Onion. And shouldn't these people be, shouldn't they be like locked up for their own protection or something?
Wait.
I don't know.
How can one be a trans feminist?
Yeah, what is that? I don't understand.
Let me get my head around that for a second. Shouldn't that be a trans feminist? It's actually, the terminology is so, you know, the other morning, on the early morning news at like 7 a.m., they were, on the show here, they were talking about all these words that there are now 100 different differentiations, you know, because when I in my world, there's male and female, and now there's all these other things like cisgendered and all these other things, and it's just become so non-binary. you know, I identify as a unicorn because, you know, I know it kind of concerns people on the left when I do that. But truly, if it's someone's right to say that they're non-binary, why can't I call myself a unicorn?
I agree.
Isn't that stupid?
You should be able to call yourself anything you want to, right? I mean,
yes.
Isn't that where these people are at? I mean, seriously? This is just crazy.
No, they're not, Joe. Let me correct you. You can call yourself what you like if you're a liberal.
That's true.
But anybody else, then you have to conform to what the left wants to put on you as a label.
Yep, I agree. I still can't wrap my mind around all these double standards. They don't see them. They don't see them at all. You know, I said this to somebody else too, and it's kind of like, all right. So Chicago had more shootings last week, and then during the week they had a 9-year-old that was shot in like mafia style. Okay, and so the come out, they start screaming, hey, you know, we got to get guns off the street, and they're coming in from Indiana, so therefore, you know, the only way to get rid of them is to totally get rid of them. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so they're blaming the gun because the kid got shot with a gun, won't talk about the gang members, the actual people committing the crime. Because, you know, once you can't get guns anymore, I'm sure no gang members will be able to get guns, right?
No. Right. Well, of course, because there's no illegal guns out there. I mean, they're all, you know, legally bought. Gun.
Exactly. So three or four of the electeds, they're coming out and they're saying if the gun didn't exist, if they didn't have access to it, that kid would still be alive. And I'm thinking to myself, why doesn't that translate to illegal aliens? Right?
Yeah. Joe, be fair. No, if they're illegal aliens, they can do what they please. They have a legal right to do what they please as illegal aliens. But let's translate this into cars, right? So how come so many people every year are, when there is an RTA and someone is killed as a result of an RTA, that they send the driver to jail, and quite rightly so, if they're at fault. Yeah. So how come the car is not to blame? But the gun is.
Yeah, it goes to their what they believe to be true or not true, and that's all they're willing to talk about. You know, you said it in the earlier conversation. MSNBC has called out Republicans who believe in only two genders as incendiary. Okay, so we are out of touch, out of step with mainstreams if we only believe in two genders. I'm going, sweet Jesus, you guys. You want us to believe in science, but then you don't want us to believe in science. And this has been one of those weeks. This has been a dust-up. What was it? 50 years of bad predictions for climate, global cooling, warming change. I don't even know what to call it anymore.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did AOC a week ago or 2 weeks ago? She called it the climate debacle or climate disaster or whatever, the impending doom. It's like, come on, people, really?
Yeah, it's just, it was the guy I was talking about is someone you probably heard of. His name is Piers Morgan. And he says now he actually identifies as a two-spirit penguin. but of course, he can't say that because if he does that, the left says that that he's, you know, having a, you know, taking a, you know, aiming
mocking
at.
Mocking them, yeah.
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 But the thing that's concerning for me is that if the left are allowed to call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, then why can't all of us do that? Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I mean, even the guy that was on the show defending this, he didn't know, like, half of the things that were on the list, or what they meant. And they had a transgender, no, that's me, transgender guest on, and she was, even she was challenging the guy, for
good.
What he was saying. You see, I have a great respect for people who are transgendered, but they don't refer to themselves as transgender. They say, I'm a man or a woman. She was saying a woman. The host identified her as transgender, but she was even laughing. It's just so confusing.
How can you not
Let's
laugh?
Let's stick with male and female.
Can you not laugh, though? Seriously. How can you not laugh? The one fella, a very famous, I think it was an entertainer or something, said they now refer to themselves as they and them. Right?
Yeah. Who was that recently? Someone said.
Where does that fit? And how does the normal. Do you know who it is?
It's the male singer guy.
Yeah.
Who won. Yeah. I can't think of his name. So now I said, does that mean we have to say. Rather than he sounds like a karaoke singer, I have to say they sound like a karaoke singer.
Does it goes totally against the English language, and actually probably goes against most basic, you know, the foundation of most basic languages. We got to go for a break, because I need to take another drink, and I know you need to get some oxygen, so we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Xander will be with us on the other side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a report from Texas, the remnants of former Hurricane Imelda continue moving slowly inland after dropping an already staggering 40 inches of rain in southeast Texas. Reagan Baker, the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff, had this to say.
And the people we're rescuing saying they have more water now in their houses than they did during Harvey.
Three people have already died from Imelda, and over 500 were rescued from its floodwaters in the last 36 hours in one county alone. Imelda, which made landfall as a tropical storm near Freeport, could bring 3 to 10 inches of rain in the overnight, according to the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it because I know... You came here to listen to your buddy tonight. I know you did. We're back at it. Xander Gibbs joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, tonight's going to be one of those crazy, the crazy of the crazy stories. I mean, this, it doesn't get much better than this. And, Xander, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate you, too.
You know, it really, I enjoy talking these things because it's all over the world, and you're in England right now, and you're seeing this kind of crazy stuff going on there as well. And I just sit here going, when does God just kind of zap us all with common sense, or is he just sitting back? He's either crying so hard or laughing so hard he doesn't know what to do, right?
Maybe God needs to light relief. That singer is called Sam Smith,
okay,
and he won some amateur show over here, so he now wants to be referred to as they and them rather than he or she. So as I said, now I've got to say, you know, they sound like they are a karaoke singer.
Now, the only reference to this I've heard in the past in my little bit of studying is in the Bible. There was a few possessed people who said, "We are legion, we are many," right? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm willing to put up with just about anything, but when you get to the ridiculous, call me they or them, are you serious?
Well, isn't it just attention-seeking? I mean, call me Thunder, that's my name. And the only other thing you can't call me is late for my dinner, you know? Because it's not that ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think it is attention-seeking. I mean, fair enough. If you say, I want you to call me Mary and your name is John, I'll do that to be respectful. But come on, I'll be tired of buying the T-shirt. And if you don't buy the T-shirt, you're T-shirt-ophobic, too.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
That's so ridiculous, you know?
God bless. You know, next week is, the week after next is Take Your Bible to School Week here in the U.S. And it's just a matter of telling the kids, hey, stick up for what you believe. Don't be ashamed about what you believe, and don't be afraid to live out your... And already the left is having a hemorrhage with this because you have to have a separation of church and state. Well, you know what? Supreme Court says when it comes to kids, not so much. They don't lose their right to freedom of expression and free speech when they're on school campuses. So you watch what happens. I just find this all amazing. And what'll happen is some of the people in the LGBT community will reach out to me and say, you know, what you're doing is wrong. There's a big difference between freedom of expression when it comes to religion and freedom of expression when it comes to the LGBTQ community.
I was going to say, you missed the Q.
I was corrected by a gay acquaintance. I'm sure he doesn't consider himself a friend. I've known him for years. And he said, no, it's Q. It's LGBTQ. Get it right. I'm like, whoa.
Well, okay. I am part of the acronym, and I am here to tell you, Joe, that if you're questioning, you are one of the above. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning. If you are questioning, you are one of the above. You're already covered. I mean, oh, this infuriates me so much. You know, 20 years ago, I was marching for equality for gay people, and now the only one is equity. And it's so frustrating to me, as an out gay man in 2019, that I'm being told, you know, what acronyms I can use and what I'm allowed to say and how I'm allowed to describe even myself.
Right.
I mean,
oh, I love
get
it.
A group of people.
and the Q, by the way, I need to correct you because I've been corrected. Q is not necessarily questioning. In some groups, it's queer. And so I said, if you guys don't know what it is, how am I supposed to know what it is?
Right. But I thought queer was offensive.
I did too.
Somebody I didn't know came up to me in the street and said, Xander Gibb, I've seen you on the television and you're a queer. I would be rather taken back. So it's kind of like with the N-word. You know, I don't think anyone should use the N-word. But often in the black community, they call one another the N-word.
You're right.
As an endearing thing. But I've never heard gay people saying, hey, queer. You know, it just doesn't resonate, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I don't get any of this, you know?
No.
Oh. All right.
What you said about the Bible issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like in schools, you know, a lot of schools have got this, remember that Yes We Can picture of Obama?
Right.
Shades of blue. You know, they've got that up in so many schools still. But you can't wear a MAGA hat or have a Trump 2020 flag to take to school with you. So let's either have all or nothing, because you cannot disseminate between one part of politics and another. Either it's all acceptable or none of it is.
You know what's really interesting that you bring that up? They were screaming. What were they trying to do? They were trying to do something on campus, and they were screaming that you couldn't do that, and it had to do with Trump. I knew I was going to draw a blank like this. But basically, you remember when they were singing songs to Obama on campus, you know, at the schools? They did a whole thing about the kids. And, you know, it'll come back to me during the break. But anyway, so they were singing about Obama. They would give, the cheerleaders who got suspended from the school because they had Trump 2020 banners. And they were actually supporting the president, as they put it. So they got in trouble for that. But yet when they were singing odes to Obama or Oblamo, as I lovingly refer to
it. I actually like that song, though, about Obama. I love that song, Worst President Ever. I mean, you're real President Obama, you know?
Oh, God, that's hilarious. No, that's that freaky double standard that they have. If they like, if they love, if they feel like it's the right thing to do, then you can do it. Not a problem.
I mean, it's no secret, Joe, that you're involved. You're a school board member.
Yeah.
In the schools that you represent, and if you're not allowed to talk about this, feel free to say so. But if one kid got penalized for kind of having a Trump a Trump hat on, but they still allowed the picture of Obama in the school. Wouldn't you, as a school board member,
have
something to say about that?
I'd be screaming both ways, though. As a school board member, I'd play a different role, right? So if they allowed MAGA hats and didn't allow the Obama sticker, then I'd be screaming about that, too, because the kids have a right to express themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I tell my Christian friends all the time who get mad about, you know, certain groups on campus, I go, look, you take rights away from any child on campus, you take them away from the Christian kids, too, so knock it off.
Right.
We need to teach our groups to be strong, to stand up for what they believe, and let them do their, teach them to do their own fighting. You're creating a snowflake if you step up all the time and you know, fight for them. Teach them how to fight. Teach them how to fish, right?
Yeah.
Well, seriously, it's like parents.
Fishing lessons.
Parents want to jump in and protect little Johnny or little Susie or whatever all the time. It's like, stop. Just stop it and teach them how to fight on their own. You know?
Yeah.
Using their brain cells, not necessarily their fists.
But isn't it an imperative to teach your kids to do that? Because when they get older and they get out in society and they can't cope, they're not going to be able to run to mommy or daddy and go, oh, my boss is so cruel to me, you know? They have to have learned these skills. I know I did. I know it's made me the opinions person that I am today because I learned to stand up for myself and I learned how to protect myself, you know, verbally. And physically, when necessary. Not that I hold truck with violence, so don't write in.
No, it's funny how people want to jump to that, and it's not what we mean at all. You stand up for yourself. You don't back down. You don't, you know, because a lot of people see, you know, again, when you go against those snowflakes, when you go against some of those protesters, they back off because they're used to intimidating physically, but they don't know how to fight. So. I just love it. I love watching Antifa get their butts kicked, and not because I love watching people getting kicked, but they're so tough. They're so strong with their little masks on and their black suits. And, you know, if they would just put them on brown, they'd look like the Nazi, you know, brown shirts of World War II. They don't even know it. They're lost, and we're lost.
Yeah,
because,
and the funny thing is that as soon as you challenge Antifa, they back down.
Yeah.
You know, they're all big and strong and hard and tough and even from behind their keyboards. But then when you see them in person, you know, they're crying at the least little thing. You know, arrest them, throw them into jail, because what they're doing is criminal. And I would be saying the same if conservatives had a version of Antifa. But we don't. You know, we're not a violent group.
No, not at all. And they claim. Look, we got to go for a quick break when we come back just to show you the double, triple, quadruple standards of the Democrat Party. They refuse to target gangs when it comes to red flag laws. Go figure that one out. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get back at it, because I know you've been dying to hear from him. I do. I love when he's on the show, you know what I'm saying? We're back at it. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to talk about the issues of the day. And mostly, I love talking with him with these whacked issues of the day. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, I like you being my whacked friend of the week, you know? So, Democrats.
Okay.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So the Democrats are pushing against targeting gang databases with red flag laws. Now, red flag laws in this country, for some of you who've been in a coma for the last 4 months, basically is saying that somebody can lodge a complaint against you or
bring up concerns about you and what you're doing, and the government can come in or the police can come in, and if they deem you problematic, they can take your guns away from you until you get in front of a judge. And so you would think, okay, I get what they're trying to do. I don't agree with it at all, but I get what they're trying to do. So somebody brings up the fact that maybe we should start lining those red flag laws up with gang databases so that gang right. members cannot have guns. No way, no how. The Democrats say no. No, we shouldn't.
Isn't that funny? Because do you remember a few years back, that just triggered in my mind, do you remember when the left suggested that anyone who was on a no-fly list shouldn't be allowed to have a gun?
Yep, I remember that.
We all know that politically, a lot of people on the left, kind of senior people were recommending that people be on the no-fly list just as a political gesture. So these things are kind of, you know, they're open to abuse. And so where do you draw the line?
I don't know. I really don't know. I look at this stuff and I go, these are the people that scream equity or equality or whatever terminology they're using this week. And yet when you look at stuff like this, it always seems they have taken this turn over the last 10 years, I mean outwardly taken the turn, that they favor the unlawful, right? They favor right. the illegal. They favor going against laws that they themselves put in place. It's extremely confusing to me, and I mean extremely.
You can't tell me they don't know they're doing this, Joe, because this is you know, this is willful. It's not like it's not like they don't know what they're doing. It is a willful act with
correct.
The left.
Correct. Yeah,
and
no,
that makes it worse, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, when if you remember when you first, and you haven't used this term in a long time, which I think is funny. I used to make comments, and you'd say you can't paint with a broad brush like that, right? And when I first started the show, I would not allow people to say that liberalism was a sickness. And now I'm to the point where after seeing what's going on and how bad it's gotten in the 10 years I've been on the air, I think it is. Now let's be clear for something here. I'm not talking about the JFK liberal, okay? Because that was a whole different kind of liberalism.
Right.
I'm talking about the liberal who says there are no borders, there are no genders, there are absolutely no absolutes. You do whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want. That's the libloon I'm talking about. They are sick.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have disagreed with you back in the day. I remember being on a show when I was a Democrat. It was actually Dr. Gina's show, and Joe Dan Gorman was the guest before me. And Gina said, "How do you feel about me having Democrats on the show?" This was like live on the air. And he said, I don't talk to Democrats. He said, you can't actually get them to either deviate from the party line or even admit that they're wrong.
Yep.
And I went after him and kind of proved him wrong because I was a different kind of Democrat. You know, even back then, I wasn't your typical Democrat. I was actually willing to discuss matters and not just, you know, kind of fall into the party line. Because I think that ultimately we're coming to see that there are more Democrats out there that are actually really Republicans that are moving over since the Donald came into office.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are still far more of them that are, you know, not the best,
right.
shall we say.
Well, all right, so let's get something close to home for you, okay? Because Sir Paul McCartney came out this week and said that Brexit is a mess, big mistake, shouldn't be doing it. And I'm not trying to be rude here, but you know what, Paul? Keep singing your songs and yeah. leave politics to the experts, right?
Yeah. My response to Paul McCartney would have been, let it be, let it be. He's right in one sense. Brexit is a mess.
Right.
But the reason it is a mess is because of the left. You know, ultimately, what has happened is that Brexit was agreed, Brexit was voted on. It was a fairly narrow margin, but it was a referendum. So it was agreed, and then the politicians sat on their backsides for 3 years and absolutely did nothing. And then the time came closer and closer for it to happen. And so the EU, basically as an element of control, kind of, you know, said, this is the deal we're going to give you, and you'll take it or leave it. And they relied on the fear of those that wanted to remain and those that were scared about leaving. But I think the only way to deal with this is to have a clean break, and then we'll discuss with you where it's going to be after that. Because we will not be controlled any further. And I have to say, I have the biggest respect for Boris Johnson. You know, he had meetings this week with the EU and put forward other recommendations for deals, but they don't want it to be on anybody's terms but their own. So the only way to deal with this is to leave. I would like a deal, if I'm totally honest. I would like a deal that's amicable for everybody, but the idea of making a deal is so that everyone benefits from it. And I don't think the Europeans have quite grasped that. So I think the only thing the UK can do really now is to leave without a deal and then make some negotiations after. Because I think that Boris Johnson has taken on a thankless task, but I do feel that he will leave on the 31st of October, whether there's a deal in place or not. And he will not accept a shonky deal. He will not accept a bad deal. And good for him, you know?
He's your Trump, right?
He is. Yeah. He is, absolutely. He's Trump. He's Trump light. He's Trump Jr.
Oh, he makes you crazy. That I do know. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but even with the media, like, he doesn't let them walk all over him. He tells them what he thinks. And if they don't like it, it's tough. And that, but don't we need that in leaders?
Oh, yeah.
In 2019, we need leaders that will not be walked over. Because what Jeremy Corbyn wants, and he's the leader of what's the equivalent of the Democrats in the UK, he wants the European control to stay in place, as does the Labour Party. Because, you know, I wonder what they're getting out of it.
All right, so listen, I'm going to have some fun with you. I'm going to throw some titles at you for stories. And I want your first thought. Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
Weinstein's attorney says that his whole life has been ruined. He never gets to be Harvey Weinstein ever again.
Good.
I can't believe these people actually say this kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
You can't behave like that and then say, oh, woe is me. He should have. I would strip his assets as well, and I would share them out on to all the people that he has committed sexual assaults on. You know, that would teach him.
All right, here's another one from a Democrat professor. He now requires all his students to play a social justice board game as mandatory for the class. If you have money left over at the end of the game, I mean, if you're the winner, you're actually the loser, and should consider giving your proceeds to other people on the board.
Fire him. Has no place educating people if this is the way that he acts and expects. You can't teach doctrine. You know, people develop their own doctrine. You cannot force it down people's throats.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Okay, University of South Carolina now has anime writing courses, and because they don't want to offer the Constitution class that's required by law.
Oh, cut their funding. I mean, seriously. Yeah. You know, this is America. If you can't teach about the Constitution, shut your doors, you know?
I know. This is the ridiculous stuff people are. You're making this stuff. I go, no, actually, I wish I was.
Yeah.
I'm not, right? You can't smoke enough crack to make this stuff up. Anyway. All right,
David
Gibbs.
Never offered it to me.
how do people find you?
Zendergift.com, everything is there. You can find everything you want to know there.
All right. And Zender, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. And people, we'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. No, it's always, I always love having Zender end the week with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We've got a lot going on the show. We'd love to get some support. Also, if you're in an area that doesn't carry the show on the radio station, call them. Ask them why. Ask them what's wrong with them. Why don't you carry the show? And you'd be surprised. Some of them, you'll be surprised that some of them never heard of the show. Go figure. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. If your station's holding on to the show, then we'll see you, or you'll see us, in a few minutes. We'll be right back.